You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got it. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Broncos, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. This is your host, Cody Rourke, writer, contributor over at Predominantly Orange, covering all things Denver Broncos, orange and blue. And you can also catch me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. I have the opportunity to cover the Denver Broncos nationally as an NFL analyst. Be sure to follow me on Twitter to be able to get the latest news, analysis, updates, and obviously speculation. Now, a lot of moves across the National Football League. Today is the NFL Scouting Combine kicked off. And obviously, we got to hear from Vance Joseph. We got to hear from John Elway today. The Duke, the big boss man, he had a lot to say regarding the Denver Broncos and the direction that they're going to be headed. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit, but obviously a lot of great things in store. Be on the lookout. We're going to announce here on Twitter very shortly our Locked On Broncos contest giveaway, the requirements to how you can win an Emmanuel Sanders figurine courtesy of Locked On Broncos. Very excited about that. Head over to LockedOnBroncos.com and check out the latest content from my man Evan Gray, keeping us updated over there as a columnist for LockedOnBroncos.com. And be sure to catch all my work over at PredominantlyOrange.com alongside my great staff of writers that I have the opportunity to work with every single day. A lot of knowledgeable guys that know their stuff. So obviously back here for another edition, Locked On Broncos. Hope you enjoyed yesterday's episode with Brian Peacock, host of Locked On 49ers, talking all things offseason, Jimmy Garoppolo, and the obviously inner relationship between John Lynch, John Elway. And it was a great episode. Enjoyed talking with Brian. Definitely look forward to the next time we talk. So be on the lookout here very shortly for an AFC West State of the Division crossover show featuring Locked On Broncos, Locked On Chiefs, and Locked On Chargers, waiting to get the Locked On Raiders component part of it, and then we'll be ready to go. So be on the lookout here very shortly for that. Very excited about that. But let's jump into a couple things, couple of roundtable news items across the National Football League with the Denver Broncos. Now, Josina Anderson had just reported today that she had talked with somebody within the Denver Broncos organization, and she said, looking at Aqib Talib, she said that she heard within the organization that it's tough to pay a 30-plus-year-old cornerback the kind of money that he wants when he's not playing at the level of his salary. He hasn't tried. Guys fall off. I don't know about that. Aqib Talib has been balling, man. What are you talking about? Aqib Talib was an all-pro cornerback last year in the National Football League. This year didn't go how any person within the Broncos organization expected. And at the same time, you look at Aqib Talib, obviously $12 million in cap. I don't think you get rid of him. I really don't. I don't think that's the appropriate move to do. Here's why. The Broncos are going to keep a guy by the name of Menelik Watson on staff. Now, Menelik Watson is going to be around $8 million, $7 to $8 million towards cap, and he's not even a top lineman on the Broncos roster right now. So you're going to get rid of a top five NFL cornerback for a $12 million cap hit, but keep a right tackle for the Denver Broncos that gets an $8 million cap hit and is not going to contribute anything? I don't know. I'm having a really hard time accepting that. I just don't think so. I just don't think that's the right move, especially given the circumstances. Now, obviously, some exciting news. The Denver Broncos were in talks with Washington to acquire Sua Cravens from the Washington Redskins. He's a phenomenal safety. Denver had a high grade on him last year before the draft. A very phenomenal young guy. He kind of reminds me. He's a hitter, man. He would be a youthful, run-stopping pass breaker upper, man, across the middle. He's a younger version of TJ Ward. That's the most common comparison that I really have heard from him. He has the opportunity. Denver's in talks. Nothing finalized yet, but obviously that was mentioned today. So we could see Sua Cravens on the Denver Broncos roster. So I look forward to that being a possibility, especially given the direction of youth that they're heading in the secondary. Obviously, you got young guys in Brennan Langley who can get an opportunity to play some corner this year for the Broncos, and obviously the resurgence of Justin Simmons and Will Parks, who both stepped up in their sophomore NFL campaign and proved to be some very impactful playmakers on the defensive and special teams side of the ball. And Justin Simmons is going to continue to evolve into that very important role that we've seen him take on this last year, especially in filling the run lanes. He's been a very key component to that, has the ability to cover some tight end type guys, and he's only going to get better with time and coaching, and especially under Greg Williams and Joe Woods under a second year. So I'm very excited about seeing what direction the Denver Broncos head towards. You know, there's a lot of good pieces involved now, obviously, as we're just I'd probably say about 13, 14 days away from the NFL free agency period starting, where trades can become official, and whatever roster moves that you want to make, you can make those. You can persuade to bring guys in for a visit and obviously sign them. The big key is obviously Kirk Cousins in free agency. So that's what the Denver Broncos hope to catch here in free agency, just about 13, 14 days from now. Very excited about it. We'll have you covered over here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Now, in the meantime, go check out John Ledyard and Trevor Sikkema, hosts of Locked On NFL Draft. They're up there at the Combine. Check out the latest and greatest from them. A lot of good news, notes, and updates from Indianapolis as they're there for the Scouting Combine, giving you all the information you guys need over there, as well as my man Adam Mattis over at Locked On Nuggets. Obviously, the Nuggets blew a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter last night against the Clippers. Very, very tough and upsetting loss. Very disappointing loss. But Adam Mattis is going to tell you how they're going to rebound, obviously, with a game coming up this Friday against the Memphis Grizzlies on the road. A tough team who's also going through some spurts right now. Marc Gasol very unhappy up there. But can the Denver Nuggets go on the road, get back on track after dropping the last two games? We'll see. Adam Mattis has you covered. Locked On Nuggets. So let's dive into our main segment of the evening. Now, obviously, Vance Joseph and John Elway had a lot to say today here at the press conference, you know, after seeing the scouting combine and things like that. John Elway gave a roster update for certain guys across the board. Now, Menelik Watson, like I said, is going to be back. According to John Elway, said he will be back, and that's the move. That's the only move that I'm really kind of questioning at this point. But Denver Broncos fans got some reassurance. Kirk Cousins got some reassurance today after hearing that John Elway said that both Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders will be coming back for the Denver Broncos. Now, I hopped on Mile High Sports Radio today talking with Sean Walsh at 2:30 p.m. You can go, obviously, on iTunes, the Sean Walsh Show from Mile High Sports Radio or milehighsports.com. You can catch me in the Hour 1 segment talking about this. But Kirk Cousins having the appeal of being able to throw to two types of receivers. You know, you have Demaryius Thomas, a big possession type receiver, and you have obviously Emmanuel Sanders, who is more of a big play wide receiver, a very important figure, a speedy guy that can obviously cause a lot of havoc for defensive backs. We saw him eat up Malcolm Butler this year of the New England Patriots, and he had a field day, but the Broncos unfortunately couldn't get anything going due to field position. And obviously the offense turned the ball over several times, and Isaiah McKenzie fumbled the ball for what would have been the last time of the year for him. And they just lost against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots at home on that Sunday night football game. But Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, the two guys you absolutely have to have, because the Denver Broncos still have a lot of question marks at the number three wide receiver position on the team. Who's it going to be? Is Carlos Henderson going to step up this year and be that guy? I'm unsure. Are they going to go with somebody in the draft? I'm unsure. Are they going to pick somebody up in free agency? I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised if free agency was the move where they try to get a solidified number three guy. Obviously, you're going to have Jordan Taylor, who's an exclusive rights free agent, coming back. I don't believe the Broncos are going to let him go. He has some value on special teams, more importantly, and has the opportunity to compete for the number three wide receiver spot. I believe Cody Latimer will be testing the free agent market, and like we said with Brian Peacock, you know, he could end up in San Francisco. You know, you never know with these kind of things. So good news to hear that Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders will both be coming back, despite reports, despite the speculation speculation from a lot of people in the media that, well, they will be gone. Either one of them is going to be gone, and both of them are not going to stay. So there's only one that's going to stay, and one's going to be gone. Well, that's not the case now. Demaryius Thomas, I wouldn't be surprised if he is asked to restructure his contract for the Denver Broncos, and wouldn't be surprised to hear guys like Aqib Talib or Von Miller being asked to also restructure a little bit as well, just to float some money up ahead towards some different years. That way you can get a guy like Kirk Cousins. Now there's a lot of speculation whether or not Kirk Cousins is going to pursue money or if he's going to pursue legacy. You just don't know in this kind of situation, but you have to hope that the Denver Broncos can secure a meeting with Kirk Cousins first. Now John Elway and Kirk Cousins' agent are going to be talking this week here at the Scouting Combine. So obviously they publicly can't acknowledge they have any discussions about Kirk Cousins, but you know, over steak, over lunch, over whatever they're going to do, they're going to have a discussion about whether or not Kirk Cousins is going to be going to Denver or not, or what his price tag may be, or what they're going to be looking for. And Kirk Cousins' agent's going to have all that information. But if one thing I know, John Elway's got the ability, he's got the jump ahead of most people. And like I said today on Mile High Sports Radio, I don't think there's any other team right now that's opening, you know, openly, you know, trying to get Kirk Cousins, you know, lobbying for him. We've seen Von Miller on the NFL Top 100 preview. We've seen that where he was saying that Kirk Cousins coming to Denver, if he could choose anybody, it would be Kirk Cousins. And when you have a guy, Super Bowl MVP, Von Miller, elite pass rusher, begging you, I wouldn't say, oh, you know, it's a form of begging, but saying he hopes and he prays that it's Kirk Cousins, that's going to make you excited. And I know the Broncos defense, you know, leading up to their matchup against the Redskins in the regular season, the media really tried getting under Kirk Cousins' skin by trying to get him to give a little bit of information about where he hopes to be at the end of the year and things like that. So, you know, when you have a team that's lobbying for your services openly, like the Denver Broncos players are, like Von Miller, that's pretty special. And I think that's going to go into a lot of Kirk Cousins factoring towards his decision that he's going to be making come March 12th and March 14th in the NFL free agency period. Now, some other guys that John Elway gave updates on when it came to Aqib Talib and C.J. Anderson, his main response was, we'll see where we're at with them. Obviously, talked about Paxton Lynch, saying, you know, Paxton will be back. He's got to get healthy. He's got to get better. He's got to develop more. So he wasn't really committed or committal. Non-committal on Paxton Lynch in terms of being a long-term franchise quarterback, but just said he's got to get better, he's got to develop, and I agree with him. So we'll see what happens with Paxton Lynch, and you know, a lot of that obviously could just be coach speak due to not really having any options at quarterback right now, and I don't think Paxton Lynch is going to be the guy for the Denver Broncos going forward, unfortunately, from what I'm hearing. A lot of stuff is it just the work ethic's not always there, he's not always into the playbook, and there's just some question marks there based on from what I'm hearing, and you know, obviously, we talked about Derek Wolfe this week being a question mark for the Broncos who could be cut, but John Elway gave an update on that and said that they'll be moving forward with him as part of the team, which is great news because Derek Wolfe is a phenomenal guy. Now, he had that injury scare like we talked about, and his career was kind of up in the air, and it was just kind of unfortunate that you wouldn't hope, you know, a guy who's been a very dominant player for the Denver Broncos when healthy would, you know, potentially face retirement due to injury, and, you know, that's not something you don't want always want to have happen with anybody in the National Football League. So Derek Wolfe looking good, back on the treadmill, doing a lot of training, and apparently things are going really well with Derek Wolfe. So we're going to continue to monitor that situation and see who is coming, who is going from the Denver Broncos. But you know, a reporter asked John Elway a question today, said something along the lines of, you know, if this year doesn't go as planned, you know, how are you looking at a rebuilding period? And John Elway said it perfectly. He said, life is too short to rebuild in the NFL. I'll never use that word. Pat Bowlen never used the R word either. So life is too short to rebuild in the National Football League. And that's very true. I mean, that's the kind of statement you hear from a guy whose standard in the franchise is winning and competing for world championships year in and year out. There is no rebuilding. We're not going to accept rebuilding. We're not going to accept mediocrity that some NFL franchises do accept, you know, unfortunately. So good to know John Elway's got a very good mind. He's got a very good vision of it, and it's all about getting the pieces together. I'm excited about it. And then also John Elway was asked if they would trade the number 5 overall pick, and his response was that they would be open for business with the number 5 pick depending on how things fall. So I think a lot of that is really contingent upon what they do at quarterback. Obviously, quarterback's a huge priority for them. Hopefully, you can get a veteran guy in Kirk Cousins. If not, you have to draft a young guy, maybe even try to move up to get a Josh Rosen, who I think is the most pro-ready quarterback in this year's NFL draft. Those are just some options that the Denver Broncos have, and obviously, Vance Joseph came out today and said that offensive line is a huge priority for the Broncos this offseason, so you got to look at some guys you can get. Maybe Quentin Nelson out of Notre Dame, if you can get a quarterback, that would be phenomenal. Very aggressive player. I think one of the best offensive linemen in this draft, and a very underrated offensive lineman out of UTEP, and Will Hernandez, who's got ties to former UTEP coach Sean Coogler, who is now the offensive line coach for the Denver Broncos. So there's a lot of different things there to look at, especially when you look at the offensive line. Do you move Ron Leary back to left guard, or do you keep him at right guard and draft a guy like Will Hernandez or Quentin Nelson and move him to left guard, and alongside Garrett Bowles, who will be a sophomore in the NFL at left tackle. And you really have to address right tackle. So one of those guys may be able to flux out to the right tackle position if they can keep Connor McGovern there at right guard and they move Ron Leary to left guard. And you might have some opportunities to make some different strength-based moves for your offensive line. Now, another question was, John Elway was asked about Baker Mayfield. And Elway said he didn't really get a chance to talk with Baker Mayfield at all during the Senior Bowl, but he expects him to be one of the Broncos' 30 visits that are designated to visit the facility in preparation for the NFL draft. So he'll be one of those guys. Obviously, that'll be a very interesting storyline to follow, but obviously ties with the Senior Bowl, being coached on the Northern roster with the Broncos coaching staff, they got an opportunity to sit down with them and kind of talk with them. So they've heard a little bit about Baker Mayfield from the coaching staff. John Elway's going to meet with him one-on-one, being able to tour around the facility and talk a little bit more, but who knows, by that time the Denver Broncos may already have their quarterback, but they'll definitely bring him in terms of just assurance, anything part of the draft process. But a lot of crazy news real quick before we get off the airwaves here is around the National Football League is Jets running back Matt Forte announced that he retired today. That's pretty crazy. And the Jets also released Muhammad Wilkerson from, he was entering his second year of a 5-year, $78 million deal. That's unbelievable. Obviously a lot of tweets saying, well, he would be a perfect fit for the Denver Broncos. He would be a perfect fit for so-and-so team. Well, you really have to look into why did they release him? Now, there were a lot of internal issues from what I'm being told with Muhammad Wilkerson, and so when you really think of things, do you really want to risk bringing a guy in like that? I'm really impressed with maybe even a cheaper option that could be a steal, a gem for the NFL, and Shelby Harris, who will also be an exclusive rights free agent. The Denver Broncos should bring back Shelby Harris, and I think he'll be a big guy that will obviously plug the middle for the Denver Broncos in their 3-4 scheme next year. For those of you who don't know what a 3-4 scheme is, it's a 3-down lineman, 4 type of linebackers. Obviously, you have Von Miller and Shaquille Barrett as your walk-up linebackers playing the edge, and your 2 inside backers, and obviously you have your corners and your 2 safeties patrolling the field in your 3-4 scheme defense. Now you can prioritize it a little bit. You can have 3 down linemen and go with a nickel set where you have more defensive backs than you do walk-up linebackers. So you might have 1 edge rusher, and then you might have a skill guy, maybe a Will Parks or Marcus Rios on the outside and Chris Harris Jr. on the inside, and kind of fluctuating some defensive guys around. But looking forward to getting into our film study here in the next month over here at Locked On Broncos. You can be sure to catch all that action on Twitter by following me at Cody Rourke NFL. So to announce our Locked On Broncos contest giveaway, where you can win an Emmanuel Sanders figurine courtesy of Locked On Broncos, here's what you need to do. You're already automatically entered into the Locked On Broncos contest if you have left a 5-star review on iTunes and have included in your iTunes review why you love the show and your Twitter handle. You are automatically entered into this contest already. But if you have not done that yet, please head over to iTunes right now, leave a 5-star review, tell us why you love Locked On Broncos, and leave your Twitter handle in the review. And when you do that, you'll be entered into the Locked On Broncos contest giveaway and all future Locked On Broncos contest giveaways by just doing that, by being a fan of the show and listening. Leave a 5-star review, your Twitter handle, and hashtag Locked On Broncos contest giveaway, and you will be entered into it forever here on Locked On Broncos. So once again, enjoyed having you guys here. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at CodyRookNFL. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Broncos. You can catch my work over at predominantlyorange.com with a great group of guys over there writing and contributing all things orange and blue. And you can catch me every Wednesday on Mile High Sports Radio, milehighsports.com with Sean Walsh, 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time every single Wednesday. You can catch the recap on milehighsports.com under the archive section or the podcast on iTunes. You can check that as well. And also be sure to subscribe to Locked On Broncos on iTunes or Spotify, which we're now on. You can have the opportunity to listen to us wherever you go, whether you're on the road, coming home from work, you're stuck in traffic on the morning rush, or you're on lunch and you're just sitting there trying to figure out what to do, and ESPN First Take's not doing it for you anymore. Locked On Broncos has you covered. So once again, I appreciate you guys for listening. We'll be back tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Broncos on our Thursday edition, and then we'll be doing a Fan Friday segment here very shortly here in the next couple weeks. We'll get my man Cole Merrick on, high school kid who loves the Denver Broncos, avid in getting into the sports business. We're going to have him on here to talk about why he loves the Denver Broncos. And if you want to be on the show talking Denver Broncos, send me a tweet at CodyRookNFL or email me at DenverBroncosLockedOn@gmail.com. So once again, the show is Cody Rourke saying good night and go Broncos.